This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They would rather see Kenny Pickett start games next season than Deshaun Watson.
I'm very surprised you that even 30% of people said Deshaun Watson.
Neither of us got our way. You wanted 90-10.
Yeah, which I thought was going to happen. Or
I
even
wanted
reverse
50-50. We got neither.
No. But I'm still surprised that 30% of people are cool with letting Deshaun Watson play in a Browns uniform ever again, period. Point blank.
I think those people just might be...
I think some trolling was happening here.
I think those people might be on the deck of the Titanic saying, it doesn't look like it's going to sink as it's up in the air.
As it's sinking.
Yeah. The toughest part of that whole movie is when they have to climb on like the front of the ship and they're like, guys, it's a long way up and that thing's going to snap in half. It's not going to help you.
I thought the toughest part of the movie is when she clearly, with enough room on the board, says, I'll take the board now. Jack, you can die.
Yeah, but it's Kate Winslet, the early part of her prime.
There was enough room on that board.
Yep.
there was plenty of room on that board.
She knew she could do better than Jack. Might be good looking. Doesn't have a real career future there.
Better than Leo?
A little bit more breaking Browns news here.
Breaking Browns news. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Adam Schefter tweeting out, the Browns have notified Dalvin Tomlinson. He'll be released at the start of the new league year. Tomlinson will be designated as a post-June 1 cut, but can officially sign with a new team at the start of the league year on Wednesday. The reason why this makes sense, the Browns only have two post-June 1 designations. Dalvin is one, and Juan Thornhill would be the first one.
Yeah,
I would imagine that there might be another defensive tackle move going. Draymond Jones is available. We've talked about Javon Hargrave. I can't remember the cap numbers off the top of my head.
Yeah, let me look it up really quick.
Dalvin's a really good football player. Granted, Dalvin doesn't fit the wide nine the way Hargrave or Jones does, and Jones is also a local kid.
Yeah, it doesn't really save you much. Post-June 1st cut of Tomlinson is about $5 million in dead money and about $6.5 million towards the cap. So
it feels more about cutting Dalvin Tomlinson than it does about anything else.
But it was important they use that the second post-June 1st one, because if they'd done it pre-June 1st designation, that was about $17 million in total on the dead cap. So, they had to do it that way.
They just didn't really want Dalvin Tomlinson around anymore.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I would have rather kept Dalvin along. As long as he was cool in the locker room, which he always seemed to be. We interviewed Dalvin when we first signed him. That's a cool dude. We like cool people in Cleveland. Another bit of breaking news here. The Rams are planning to release wide receiver Cooper Kupp after the start of the new league year, unless a trade materializes, which certainly feels like a... Hey, if you want Cooper Kupp and you don't want to compete for money, come give us a 6-round pick.
Should the Browns be in on Cooper Kupp?
That's a tough one.
We just don't know. So there's so much we don't know about this team yet. We don't know if it's Kenny Pickett into who as the veteran quarterback, and then are they taking a quarterback at number two? Are they not? We are just in an air of mystery right now.
So the upside of Cooper Kupp is absolutely worth taking away playing time from young players. So I'll give them that. But the downside is not.
Well, but also, if you're not really trying this year, which is not what I believe they're doing, because I think there's a lot of moves to happen, but if you're not trying this year, and it's, let's say it is Kenny Pickett and Daniel Jones, and that's what you're rolling into the season with, then it makes no sense.
Yeah, the Dalvin Tomlinson thing, sorry to get back to the Dalvin Tomlinson thing, as I just completely jump all over it. Kind of the move I don't love. Granted, I don't love the Kenny Pickett thing. You're short at defensive tackle. So again, yeah. I'm assuming there's another move here. Right now, you're Mike Hall, unless you think Alex Wright's going to slide inside, which you're already maybe thinking about cutting Obo Okoronkwo, which could happen. That's been a report that's out there. I don't love where you're at with the defensive tackle room right now.
It's Garrett, Harris, Hall, McGuire?
Is your Okoronkwo. Starting defensive line?
Or Okoronkwo at the end there, yeah.
Yeah, I think no. Harris isn't back. Hurst, I think Mo Hurst. I think we're doing 53-man.
We're doing a lot of things
radio
here. We're doing a lot of things here.
Juwan Briggs. Ooh. I mean, I like Juwan Briggs. I think he should be one of the five defensive tackles you carry as a starter.
Or is this room for Mason Graham?
All right, now you're. If you're, and again, this would probably be in a trade. If you took Mason Graham at two, I would still.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would.
I know you would.
Yeah, I would.
I know you would. You think he's an absolute game changer.
I am here to be a size queen. Let's go with Darren on the west side. Darren, welcome to the show.
Gentlemen, how are you?
We're okay.
Good, how are you?
We're okay, but thank you. Welcome to the show.
Okay, Peter and I haven't talked to you in about a year since you went Hollywood. But anyway, congratulations on your promotion. Anyway, listen, why doesn't anyone mention the backup in Cincinnati? That guy can play. Browning is his name or whatever. I haven't heard his name mentioned once in terms of teams trying to acquire him. And I know they won't trade with us or whatever the case may be, but that guy is stuck behind Joe Burrow. And every time he's been in, I've seen him throw for 300-yard games and look great. But nobody mentions him in terms of a potential starting quarterback.
I mean, they won 9 games on the back of Jake Browning. You're not wrong about that.
Yeah, it's like people have forgot. They forget about this guy. I've heard no one mention trying to acquire this guy. And you know his agents are like, well, this guy's never going to play in front of Joe Burrow. I mean, he's got the size, he's got the arm. I mean, he looks great every time I see him play. I would love to see him here, but I know that's not even on Andrew Berry's radar, apparently. The other thing on Myles Garrett, That front office should be indicted because they've given that man no support in all these years. And every year I'm telling people, I'm saying they need to get another beast on the opposite side of this guy. And I'm not talking about the Zadariuses and these one or two washed-up guys. I'm talking about drafting a guy that can actually rush the passer, because whenever we need a sack or a big play, it's always Miles or bust. And I just think that's absurd and ridiculous. What's changed now that he signed? I mean, they still don't have any support for him.
Darren, we appreciate you, buddy. Jake Browning, it's a little too A.J. McCarron for me. All right? They're Hugh Jackson. Not going to do that. I think if you're not going to do a quarterback at two, even if you think Travis Hunter is going to be a really nice wide receiver, yeah, getting Miles some help, quote-unquote, on the D-line makes a lot of sense. And honestly, I think Mason Graham actually makes more sense than even Abdul Carter, positional importance notwithstanding, ranking in the draft notwithstanding, because you can sell McGuire, Okoronkwo, Alex Wright. You can sell a lot of the youth you have off the edge. I mean, it's Juwan Briggs, it's Mike Hall, and it's Mo Hurst, and I'm not sold any of those guys are every down defensive tackles.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, I don't want to. Tomlinson was just making too much money for the lack of production he had last year. That's really all it is in my mind, right?
Yeah, but I guess my thing is,
because you're really not saving that much money, all things considered. You know what I mean?
You're like, not saving that much money. And what's wild is, I still think from a sack perspective, he's never been a guy that's going to get you a lot of sacks in a game.
Yeah, he had 4 sacks last year. He had 16 solo tackles, 9 assists. What was his pressures? He was 26th actually in pressures. A lot of total pressures.
Yeah, that's been his game
here
in Cleveland.
Which is odd, because that was kind of the metric that we used all season long with the Browns, is that they were always top 5 in total pressures, but they were always like 25th or later in actual sacks. His pressure numbers were really good.
So there's got to be something more here, right? I feel weird breaking down Dalvin Tomlinson because we don't spend a lot of time talking about run stuffing defensive tackles, but I think he's done the thing that the Browns wanted him to do the whole time, which is get pressures. Yeah. They've even said sacks don't matter as much as pressure when it comes to Dalvin, because like the way he pushes pressure up the middle is a little different.
Yeah, and I mean, you think about it, it's just interesting. Interesting that they would do this.
Now, I could say, with like Jones out of Seattle, Jones is like a 280-pound defensive tackle. I could see them trying to get lighter at the position, and Dalvin is probably 325.
He's listed as 325, yeah.
But I don't love it. I still don't love it. I don't love giving up a productive player and only saving $5 million unless there's a bigger move to come. Not even a defensive tackle, just across the board. Dalvin Tomlinson, a Cleveland Brown no more. Kenny Pickett is a Cleveland Brown. Your reaction continues on, and in case we missed it, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.